Hello, everyone. Today, we're going to talk about the science of epigenetics and how your strength training workouts can literally change your genetic expression. Please enjoy.
Welcome to the Perfect Workout Podcast, where fitness meets simplicity. I'm Kyle Recchia, CEO of the Perfect Workout. I'm joined by Jim Keane, our director of training. We hope you enjoy today's episode.
Welcome back, everybody. Episode 20. I said I wasn't going to name these anymore, but I'm kind of proud. It's like another round number here.
That's 20. That's a lot.
That's more than everybody said we could do.
Yeah. Wildly exceeding everyone's most optimistic expectations.
Right. We kick these things off talking a lot about longevity and then health span. And today we're going to talk about sort of the elephant in the room. For years and decades, people have said, really, it comes down to genetics. I remember, this is too long of a story, so I won't tell the whole thing, but the number of times I've gotten into arguments with people around like, it's just your genetics, is more than I wish was reality. But there's some more modern research out there that really kind of takes the genetics, puts it on the shelf where it deserves, because epigenetics is sort of the most important thing. So Jim, what is epigenetics?
It's like the old joke about, I don't know, doc, obesity runs in my family. And doctor says, nobody runs in your family. And the idea is, are we doomed to our genetic heritage? And it used to be thought at Watson and Crick in the late 40s, they discovered the double helix and DNA. And that began a campaign by the medical community, the research community, of let's study the genes. If the DNA and the genes and the chromosomes, if that's the blueprint and that's what's always going to happen, let's study that and we can find a gene for everything, everything that's wrong. What's the heart attack gene? And they were looking for the cancer gene. And
how many years and how much money did we put into this?
So much. It's multiple untold billions of dollars. It was decades of just cumulative hours of all the people working on this. And in the past, I would say 2 or 3 decades, there's been a sort of new science that started small, but it's now reached runaway freight train momentum of epigenetics. So epi meaning above. So above the level of your genes. So like top-down hierarchical control of the genes. Where it used to be the genes were the king, now these epigenetic factors are in order. So a great way to understand that, what could change the genes? It turns out that each cell has a cell membrane. And much like your skin senses the temperature, senses the moisture, senses your environment, you have eyes, ears, you have all 5 senses. Every cell has these organelles on it that sense its environment. And based on signals from the environment, it tells the nucleus to turn on certain genes and deactivate other genes. And what a gene does, it's just a blueprint. So if it's on, then the protein that it codes for gets produced. And every protein, they fold, they look really weird if you look at them. They travel around and they can leave the cell. They can go elsewhere through the bloodstream to other parts of the body, but they get produced when the gene that codes for them is on, and they do not get produced when that gene is off. So it's on-off switches on all these genes. So your genes are not destiny. A great way to think of it is like genes load the gun, your environment pulls the trigger. Mm. So you can have a genetic predisposition to anything, but that doesn't mean that's your future, because there's epigenetic control that you have over those genes. So how the genes express, all taken together, all the proteins, everything, that's called your phenotype. That's what they call that. P-H-E-N-O-T-Y-P-E. Phenotype. So the phenotypical expression of the genes, you can express as gaining fat. You can express as gaining muscle. The phenotypic expression, how you look, your proportion. These are genes being turned on and off, skin issues, cognitive issues. These are all part of your phenotypic expression. And it's due to your environment, the things that your body encounters. That's why genes get turned on or turned off. So what does this mean for us? Why is this good? Why is this important? When people show up to the Perfect Workout, for example, they share with us their goals and what they hope that this does for them. Each thing that they say is part 3 of the exercise process. It's the adaptation. It's the thing the body will produce if it is sufficiently stimulated and is allowed to recover and produce it and is given all the things. But how does it produce it? We need more muscle. We're going to burn some of this fat. We're going to reduce our blood sugar. We're going to increase our insulin sensitivity. All of this is dependent on proteins doing activity and enzymes catalyzing reactions. And each one of these proteins and each one of these enzymes is created based on a genetic blueprint that can either be present or not. If it is not present, that enzyme is not produced, and the effect is not seen. The adaptation is not produced. But if the genetic blueprint is active because of the environment, and what if you have contraction against resistance? That's the environment the muscle cell finds itself in. Well, that's going to turn on the genes that code for more developed muscles, stronger muscles, tendon and ligament resilience. All these adaptations we talk about, they are produced by proteins, the design for which is held within your genes, and you never see the light of day if they're off. But they're produced in great amounts when they're on. So just through strength training, all the benefits we all talk about all the time, it's above your genetics. Now, if the gene just doesn't exist, like I'm not 7 foot tall and I never will be, so it's not like that. My eyes are always going to be this color. My hair is like this. So it's not that. It's more like you have a destiny. There's a fork in the road. Every gene can be on or off. And if you get enough of them in a positive direction, adapting to good things that you're doing in the studios, your phenotypic expression will be pleasing, will be prosperous, will be thriving, will be healthy, will be disease-free, will be all these things because you were able to switch on certain genes to produce certain proteins and able to switch off other genes. So we have, like, we're like playing God here a little bit. We have epigenetic control of our phenotype. So there's our genes, and that's what we're born with, and you can't change it. But out of all the gene blueprints that you have, you can turn them on and off at will based on your environment. So this is why sleep is important, sunshine, but also regular, targeted, safe, effective, efficient exercise. It has epigenetic control of your phenotype. Yeah. That's how you show up to the world, is your phenotype.
Which I think is worth mentioning, something I didn't give credit to when I said this earlier, is we've got some really incredible information and tools now that we did map these genes. You know, somebody that does have the greater chances of Alzheimer's, somebody that has greater chances of breast cancer, even some of the stuff around, you know, a propensity to diabetes or celiac disease, or how fast you metabolize alcohol, how fast you metabolize caffeine.
Yeah.
So this base layer, like you're talking about, it's not your destiny, but a lot of the stuff like Inside Tracker, a lot of these companies still give you a nice good snapshot of that phenotype. Here's what there is. And you can use some of that information to do some extra things, or to maybe not even worry about some things, for example, like celiac disease,
right,
and keep moving. But the nice thing is, when it comes to the larger stuff here, whether it's cancer or some of these other big disease states, you don't have to get super, super tailored when it comes to those epigenetics. It's the same solution.
Right.
Exercise, sleep, sunshine, hydration.
Those things are universal donors.
Mm-hmm.
There is nobody whose health will remain unimproved by the addition of better and more sleep, strength training, sunshine, gratitude practice, all the stuff we always talk about. Nobody will remain unimproved through the application of those things. So those are the universal donor. And yet another of the things they do well is the positive, salutary, epigenetic, phenotypic expression of your genetic profile.
Awesome. So good. So yeah. You want to impress your friends at dinner later? Talk about epigenetics?
I'll use some big words. Just play this on quarter speed, memorize it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll impress your friends.
Really good stuff. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks for tuning in to the Perfect Workout Podcast. We hope you found today's episode inspiring and actionable. If you're ready to take the next step in your fitness journey, visit us at theperfectworkout.com for more resources, or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could benefit. Together, let's make fitness simple, empowering, and a part of life well lived. See you next time.